Гаснуть ні свіча, мигочіла кривді за плеча, тріпотіла до правди летіла. Там, де рідний край, де Україну голоду нагай, шмагав до згину не день, не годину. Вогником свіча повівала маси дитинча, сповивала пісні, гомоніла про гірку біду, недолю голу, про чужу орду, криваво чолу подай з кам'яні. На вікні свіча догасала мати дитинча, колисала не в колисці, ні, не в колисці, але у труні. Мертві у гробах, їх мільйони конів і в церквах, стогнуть дзвони, хто ж то Україні, Боже, нині того.
Popular Ukrainian singer Oksana Bilozir and a recording released in 2008 commemorating the Holodomor, the genocide famine of 1932-33, and that song was called Svichka, which means candle. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, котра подається вам сьогодні ввечері, так, як і кожен вечір суботи о 6-й годині на багатомовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. It is going to be commemorating three anniversaries, very sad anniversaries. We've got the Holodomor, which we mentioned to open the program with. That'll be the 81st anniversary commemorating that tragic event. As well, we'll be commemorating the first anniversary of Euromaidan, which actually was yesterday, and as well the 10th anniversary of the Orange Revolution. So stay tuned for all of that. We've got a recipe, a book review, some commentary, and music that tells the story of those three events. Up next is a song called Euromaidan Hallelujah. It is performed by Mariana Dzhus and Taras Yashchenko.
Хатині тихі чарівні, мати дитятко колише, песень Господи, аллилуйя. Хай Господь тебе хоронить, красу і мудрість обдарить усім нам на потіху. Аллилуйя. Аллилуйя. Твої прийняли правди Божії і в вірі знайшли силу. Аллилуйя! З Христом, з мечем ішли у бій і захищали народ свій, віддали все з любов'ю. Аллилуйя! Аллилуйя! Винищив весь рід, вмираючи шептали «Аллилуйя!». На засланнях з тюрем луна, одна молитва мого дня, верни нам Україну, «Аллилуйя!». «Аллилуйя!».
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Одна в моїй кімнаті, нема куди тікати, і їй, напевно, не поможуть навіть танки і гармати. Моя маленька незалежність. Вона втрачає сили, у неї зводить крила, вона мужа на дах, але та поки ночному красива. Моя субтильна незалежність. А ти лежиш, віддавши всю себе, злітаєш до сестрою, та взяла і зрадила мене, познайомивши з тобою. Сама сховалась у любові. І от я тут без тями, і немає з нами, ти випила її усю своїми жадними губами. Мою маленьку незалежність. І тут лежиш, віддавши всю себе, злітаєш до небес зі мною на небес.
Was Okean Elzev from Ukraine with Nezalezhnyost. Up next is another adaptation of a North American classic. It is composed by Pete Seeger back during, I believe, the Depression era, and I don't imagine he probably could have imagined a remake like this one coming up. It was recorded in Philadelphia at a performance produced in September 2012. The musical artists are from Kirovohrad, and the arrangement and words were created through a commission by Voloshky Ukrainian Dance Ensemble. Here is that song now. It's called Pray for Ukraine, We Shall Overcome.
Hey, we shall
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. In 2003, Peter Borisow of the Hollywood Trident Foundation sent around a recipe for a special borscht to be served on American Thanksgiving in remembrance of the victims of the Holodomor, the famine, genocide in 1932 and 33, during which 7 to 10 million Ukrainians were deliberately starved to death by the Soviet regime. The recipe varies from family to family, but with the one constant being the substitution of yellow beets, also known as golden beets, for red beets. Using yellow or golden beets creates a borscht that is yellow in color rather than red. In Ukrainian culture, yellow is a color often related to mourning. While not common in supermarkets, yellow beets can be found at organic food grocers such as the Whole Foods Market in California and Island Naturals in Nanaimo. Otherwise, check the internet for online shippers. Or plan ahead and grow your own next year in your garden or in containers on your patio or balcony. This recipe for remembrance borscht starts with a mushroom broth. If you can find them, use the dried mushroom caps imported from Poland. These are the closest to those that used to come from Ukraine before Chernobyl. Otherwise, try a combination of Italian porcinis, Japanese shiitakes, or whatever you can find. Soak the dried mushrooms for several hours or overnight, then wash them carefully to get rid of any bits of sand and dirt. Add them to a pot of salted water and simmer for several hours. Run the dark water from the soaked mushrooms through a cheesecloth or coffee filter and add to the pot. If you're pressed for time, the ready-made mushroom broth found in organic stores or delis will do. To the broth, add chopped or shredded yellow beets, chopped potato, carrot, onion, mushrooms, and chopped fresh dill. Season with a bay leaf and salt and pepper. There are no rules other than using ingredients that even the poorest peasant would have in his or her bit of garden. If you can't find yellow beets, use a combination of white turnips and a parsnip. Color the broth with a few strands of saffron or a pinch of turmeric. Add your favorite vushka, which are mushroom-stuffed mini pierogies and sprinkle with chopped fresh dill. If you don't have time or skill to make vushka, dried mushroom-filled Italian tortellini are a reasonable facsimile. This is a dish that would be fitting to serve on Holodomor Remembrance Day, which falls coincidentally on the Saturday of the weekend of American Thanksgiving. Vichnaya Pamyat, Memory Eternal.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Land of plenty, please tell me if it's true. Land of plenty, what did they do to you? Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, your people lived off you. But it started in 1932. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people could not eat. Satan's soldiers collected all your wheat. In the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. In the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. Land of plenty refused the right to give, and Ukraine was refused the right to live. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, 2 years with empty hands, and the world still refused to understand that your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933, yes, your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933.
Ukrainian-Irish songwriter from London, England, Stepan Pasichnik, also known as Ludwig, and his original composition, 1933.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
The song you're about to hear was released in 1974. «Земля моя» was written by Борис Будний, music by Рушничок's Євген Осідач and Юрко Штик. I have it easy here as I look at the land of my ancestors. I want to rejoice, Ukraine, to take pleasure in your endless natural wonders, your mountains, rivers, and grasses. When I see you struggle oppressed, neither good fortune nor much of a future, blackbirds seem to be circling all of the time. What keeps me hopeful are your children, some of whom are forgotten in prisons, where they silently maintain your dignity and mine. Note that the tempo of the song is upbeat. It's as matter-of-fact as the reality around us. We know it. We understand it. We work to fix it, but also we must go on living life. 40 years after the song was written, 80 years after the horror of the Holodomor, the dance of life, such as it is, continues, and our thoughts are with the people of this noble land. Here's the final song from our album, Rushnichok Volume 2, Zemle Moya, My Homeland.
Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Що працює на народ, хліб не краде, не привласнює завод. Рівноправство для жінок в суспільному житті. Вони матері дітей, без них немає сім'ї. Сім'ям житло, щоб у них все було. Щоб народжувати дітей і дитятко росло. Медицинська допомога незалежно від грошей. Повноцінне лікування і для бідних людей. Бабусям, дідусям, які все побудували. Пенсії попіднімають, щоб не голодували. Щоб не стидно було вийти погулять. Вдіти гарний костюм та гуцулку станцювати. Вільний доступ до ресурсів незалежно від зв'язків. Незалежно хто ти є і від статусу батьків. Вільний розвиток людей без державного пресу. Тільки так ми досягнемо прогресу.
Україна, хай живе і геть руїна, так як мати любить сина, Україна любить нас, я ще вченко заповів, Українка, хто наступний? Культу сили та грошей.
Стоп.
Ми поставим кінець. Я за культ свободи всіх, хто зі мною молодець. Хто візьме хабаря, в космос полетить. В нас корупції не буде, тут таким нема де жить. Суботекс, алкоголь, метадон, нікотин. Кожний день пожирають дітей України. Я за овощі після спорту для всіх, ча-ча-ча для старих і конфу для малих. 600 тисяч українців помирає кожен рік, а іще половина емігрує. Може Україна не дожити цей вік, крім нас, українців, ніхто неньку не врятує. Тисячу років ми воювали за нашу свободу, і що ми дістали? Гроші народу не було і немає, він з голоду тихо здихає.
Popular artist Artisto and Revolution. Never in my life did I think I would see a revolution or be involved even in the small way that I am as an observer in a revolution. I've done two already in the last decade, as of course, no doubt have many of you, especially if you've been with Nash Holos for the past 10 plus years. We're going to go back 10 years in time to the Orange Revolution, and here is the anthem of that revolution, Razum Nas Bahato, by Green Jolly.
Нас не подолати, разом нас багато, нас не подолати.
And of course, many hopes and dreams dashed since that time. Many perhaps unrealistic expectations of a president who was in very poor health due to a poisoning attempt on his life as well, being surrounded by very corrupt colleagues. And we're seeing 10 years later just how difficult it still is to root out corruption that is so deeply entrenched. Fast forward now 6 years to 2010 and the changes that transpired during that time. Here is a musical overview, again by Stepan Pasichnik, Ludwig from London, England.
There was once a businessman who fixed his own election. Then they had a revolution, tried to change direction. All Ukraine was then united around a simple song. Said corruption was the country's biggest single wrong. Yushchenko became the leader in this situation. Tymoshenko's speeches made them heroes of the nation. Yanukovych failed to trick them with his dirty plan. And then he was renamed the nation's biggest bogeyman. I deny Irish revolution. I deny, what a great solution. Yushchenko then said that the corruption hasn't gone. Sacked his government and said that this can't carry on. Tymoshenko was the highest profile in the sacking. Something that she made her millions with some dodgy backing. With her sacking she'd become a lady and protected. She could be arrested now that she had been rejected. So she turned her charms to Putin, Russia's leading man. Said he's not that bad at all, a really clever plan. I deny, Orange Revolution. I deny, what a big confusion. Putin said, we'll drop the charges, you are not detested. If you visit Russia now, you will not be arrested. Yushchenko was tactical in choosing his new friend. He took a new prime minister, pro-Russian to the end. Kuchma then gave Yushchenko and Yanukovych blessing. Looks as if those arguments were only window dressing. Nice to see the clans, our pals, and all our shaking hands. Just a little difficult for us to understand. I deny, Orange Revolution. I deny, what a big confusion. Makes you wonder what's the point and who's behind these plans. Was the revolution just a switch between the clans? There were demonstrations on the street that cold December. Difficult for anyone in office to remember. You've all kept your millions and there's no one there to blame. If the country changes now or if it stays the same. Since that time a lot has happened, some good and some bad. You're the prime minister, the craftiest we've had. I deny, what an institution. I deny, what a convolution. Yushchenko was trying hard to make Ukraine Ukrainian. Yulia was treating him as if he was an alien. Then 2010 arrived and time for an election. Yushchenko knocked out, there wasn't much of a selection. Yanukovych put in stooge, an oligarch transparent. Tymoshenko bleating on as if the heir apparent. Both of them are different, but both are quite the same. Neither wanted Yushchenko in charge of our Ukraine. I deny, where's that revolution? Was there ever really one, or was it an illusion? Now it looks as if they've got exactly what they planned for. Question is just how much more would all the people stand for? Some would say it's all made up and some would say insane. One thing seems for sure, it had to happen in Ukraine. He's a liar, he's a crook, but both will claim perfection. They should make them sit and take a test for lie detection. Now it's time to wait and see who wins in this election. Some would say it's just a case of who has least rejection. I deny, here is the conclusion. Looks as if there never was an Orange Revolution. Yeah,
Yanukovych was the man the nation had rejected. Now he is the president the country has selected. Though the world has recognized the crook is now the winner, Yulia is showing up to think she's a beginner. Some will say democracy has won in this election, others that it's meaningless with such a bad selection. Why die tonight, 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 just one more conclusion. Looks as if we're still a million miles from a solution.
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Death of a Nightingale, a Danish mystery about corruption in modern-day Ukraine. Death of a Nightingale, the third Nina Borg mystery by the Danish writing team of Lene Kreber-Boll and Agnetha Friis, explores the life of Natasha Doroshenko and her daughter, Rina. Their story provides a springboard to explore not only corruption in modern-day Ukraine, but also the history of Stalinist terror during the Holodomor. The opening chapter of the novel tells readers, in Stalin land, Stalin decides what is true and what is a lie. As the novel begins, 26-year-old Natasha Doroshenko has been accused of the attempted murder of her abusive Danish fiancé. Without warning, she is taken to the Copenhagen police station from her prison cell for interrogation. She originally fled Ukraine after the mysterious death of her journalist husband, once she realized that her life was in danger because of what she knew about powerful, corrupt Ukrainians. When she sees police officials from Ukraine outside the Danish police station, she knows that she must flee or face certain death. While she is on the loose, her Danish fiancé is murdered in a horrific fashion. Terrified, Natasha tries to get her daughter Rina before the corrupt Ukrainian officials do. Meanwhile, Rina, who suffers from chronic asthma, is being cared for by neurotic Nina Borg, a Danish Red Cross nurse who works with immigrants in legal limbo. Borg's obsession with helping the vulnerable has jeopardized her personal life, leading to her divorce. She suffers from a compulsion to save the ones no one else wanted to bother with. Her involvement with Natasha and Rina leads readers on a wild ride, which reveals a sinister and violent trail of corruption in Ukrainian society, business, and government. Running parallel to the story of Natasha is the story of Oksana and Olga, two sisters living in Ukraine in 1934. Their narrative provides the roots of the central mystery of the novel. They experience the horrific Holodomor created by Stalin's collectivization policies. Their family is destroyed, not just by hunger, but also by an unbelievable betrayal. Oksana becomes the nightingale when she chooses to sing for the communist authorities. Readers will be shocked by the portrayal of historical events in Ukraine and the final clever twist which connects Olga and Oksana to the present-day heroine, Natasha Doroshenko. The strength of this novel is its exploration of both modern-day and Stalinist Ukrainian society through a Danish lens. The novel reveals the poverty and desperation of modern-day Ukrainian refugees, as well as the corruption and oppression they are trying to escape in Ukraine. This elaborately plotted and fast-paced mystery alternates between a murder mystery in modern-day Denmark and a historical mystery from the time of Stalin's Holodomor. Both stories revolve around an incredible abuse of power by the ruling class. Scandinavian crime fiction traditionally has a heavy dose of social conscience. Death of a Nightingale focuses on the powerless newcomers to Denmark. There is also a strong feminist theme running through this novel. Natasha is a desperate single mother who is the victim of both physical abuse as well as psychological terror, when her past comes back to destroy what is left of her family. The novel's storyline is very complex. Natasha's story unfolds slowly in the midst of numerous secondary characters. Both Nina Borg and Natasha Doroshenko are strong, interesting, but not necessarily likable characters. They have major psychological issues arising from their complicated histories. Running parallel to the modern-day mystery is the shocking story of Oksana and Olga in Stalinist Ukraine. The two stories seem unrelated, but come together at the end of the novel. It is well worth the wait. Death of a Nightingale may be a complex novel, but it is both thrilling and shocking at the same time. Readers will be sure to seek out the first two novels in the Nina Borg series after reading this novel. In 2007, Lene Kaberbøl was a widely published Danish writer of children's books, while Agnete Friis was making a living as a journalist. They first met to discuss collaborating on a children's book. Since 2008, the two writers have written three mystery novels together, The Boy in a Suitcase, Invisible Murder, and Death of a Nightingale, which was named one of the top 10 mysteries for fall 2013 by Publishers Weekly. Death of a Nightingale is available in both hardcover and ebook versions at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Горіла шина палала, горіла машина палала, там бригада стояла, там бригада стояла. Горіла шина, палала, там бригада стояла, там бригада стояла.
And bringing us to almost a year ago today now, that was an artist called Clofelin, which of course is a pseudonym, and he was afraid to reveal his real name when I contacted him shortly after that song came out, which speaks to the dire situation going on in Ukraine right now. And that was Horiela Shena, Burning Tires, modern remake of the traditional Ukrainian folk song, Horiela Sosna, the Burning Pine.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. If you're organizing a Ukrainian cultural event, we'll be happy to announce it here free of charge. As well, please send in your suggestions, special requests, and dedications. Your comments are always welcome. Email producer at noshholos.com or fill out the form on the events page at the Nosh Holos website. You can also call us at 604-227-0942 or record and leave your own audio announcement at our website, noshholos.com. On Wednesdays, catch Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca.
Next Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit their website, uocstmarysurrey.com.
If you would like to extend Christmas greetings on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver and or Nanaimo during the Christmas season and have not received your notice, please email producer at noshholos.com or call 604-227-0942. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nosh Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.noshholos.com.
St. Mary's Annual Ukrainian Food Fair and Bazaar, Saturday, November 29th, 2014, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Ukrainian food served all day. Free admission and parking. St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church, 3150 Ash Street, Vancouver, 879-5830. 604-879-5830.
Залаєш ми в злу годину. Сам не знаю, де погину. Сам не знаю, де погину.
Гей, погину я в чужім краю. Погину я в чужім краю.
Хто ж ми буде брати яму? Хто ж ми буде брати яму?
Ей, виберуть ми чужі люди, виберуть ми чужі люди.
Ці не жайте, мамко, буде, ці не жайте, мамко, буде.
Гей, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль.
На моїм серцю лежав, ти ж на моїм серцю лежав.
Ей, плине кача у поті сині, плине кача.
Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому висказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Твій ворог може заходіяти тобі більше зла, як приятель добра. And our proverb of the week translates as, an enemy can do more harm than a friend good. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. We'll wrap up our program today with the Sounds of the Steppes from Dryden, Ontario, and a song with a title that I think pretty much sums it up for all of us who are hoping and praying for lasting peace in Ukraine, and it is called Unthinkable Fear. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and dobranich!